Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago bring us back. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Brian Moran is our guest. He is the Executive Director of Sales Development at the Wall Street Journal, and especially focusing on small business issues. And he's our good friend. Brian, thanks again for hanging out with us today. And his website, by the way, is WSJ.com. Brian, small business owners have been through, I've been saying that we feel like we've been through the desert on a horse with no name for the last couple of years.
America.
And we're just about the time we're starting to come out of the rain, so to speak. We get hit by higher gas prices and, you know, the unrest in the Middle East. But you know what? Through all of that, small business owners will prevail. And one of the things that one of the reasons why I'm kind of excited about entrepreneurship in America is because entrepreneurship is the only thing that's going to save America, I think. I think that's the biggest thing, the most important thing that America has going for it right now is our entrepreneurial DNA. And that's number one. Number two, this last two or three years, Brian, has winnowed out the operators that can't make it in the tough times, and the people that we have now who are running businesses, they know how to run a business efficiently, and I think they're ready for whatever's coming at them. What do you think?
I agree. You know, they've got their antenna up. You know, we like to think that the recession ended. You know, it started in December 2007, and everyone likes to point to June 2009 as when it ended. But I've done so many seminars for business owners, and I ask them all, since June, you know, do you feel like the recession has ended? And everyone just laughs.
Right.
Says, absolutely not. Really, only in the last couple of months have you seen a thawing in the entrepreneurial marketplace, where mm-hmm. you know, sales are up and people feel like, okay, I'm starting to move out of this. And I think, as you pointed out, you know, the one key component is oil. And when
right.
oil was $4 a barrel, you know, all your goods and services went up. The cost went up, and there was that oil charge
right.
tacked onto it. And so I think business owners are a little wary of that. But you know what? They've been a lot smarter about their financing and their expenses, and the smart ones will start working the potential of higher goods and services into their budgets for 2011.
Well, another thing that they're doing is they're getting a lot smarter and a lot more proactive about employing technology, Brian.
They're using
the more sophisticated technologies. You know, you and I've been talking about this for a long time, Brian. For some time now, more and more of the powerful technologies are being offered in smaller units, smaller applications like ours and like our businesses are, and at prices that fit our diminutive budgets. And that's turning small business owners on to becoming more efficient that way, and it really helps us to ride through a tough time like we're going through right now.
Yes, and I think that's going to help with business owners in 2011 if we do see inflation. If
right.
we do see that effect, I think that the smarter business owners who've been through this are saying, okay, what's my contingency plan? Even for those who didn't have one when we kind of got steamrolled in December of 2007 into 2008, 2009, those people who didn't have a contingency plan better have one for this year.
Right, absolutely. Well, you know, there is one area, though, that I am concerned about from an entrepreneurial standpoint, Brian, and that is the startups. Now, the good news for the existing businesses is they're not feeling a lot of startup pressure. There just haven't been the startups in this recovery as we've seen in other recoveries, because the capital availability, whether it be equity or debt, that's not been available to a lot of startups. And so there hasn't been as much of that. And so I'm going to be I'm looking forward to seeing a time when people have more access to capital so that they can start those small businesses, because we're gonna need more small businesses, Brian, in the future. And I don't know when that's going to happen. I'm not sure when the credit situation and the equity situation. It could be 5 years.
Well, what's interesting is if you look at the banks, and I've been seeing this quite a bit lately, banks wooing small business owners because, you know, a lot of their avenues of revenue have been cut.
Right.
You know, with the fees that they were allowed to charge to consumers. Mm-hmm. So small business owners, you know, they'll go back to them. They realize it's riskier debt, but there's also, you know, high risk, high reward. And I think they're kind of moving back into the small business market saying, okay, if you've been able to survive this long, maybe you're credit worthy. And they're starting to look through the applications again, saying, okay, maybe we'll start to lend a little bit more to the business owners. But, you know, what small business owners also have, and I've been in the small business market for a little over 20 years, 22 years now. And what I have seen is the amount of resources at a local level has never been greater to business owners.
Entrepreneurial centers angel networks that are coming together. You're right.
Right. The peer-to-peer networks.
Right.
I mean, if you're a business owner and you're not involved in some way, shape, or form with regular peer-to-peer networks or counseling,
Chamber of
on
Commerce.
Your business,
absolutely. All the local organizations, SCORE, the Small Business Development Centers. You're right about that. America has an embarrassment of riches when it comes to local support. Folks, please take advantage of these things that Brian's talking about. We're going to take a quick break to 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Brian Moran is our guest. He's with Wall Street Journal. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.